The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
John appeared preaching in the desert of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." It was him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John wore clothing made of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now, the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord.
There he was, John the Baptizer, wearing camel hair clothes and preaching in the desert, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." This is the message we hear in the Gospel of Matthew, which we just heard proclaimed. The invitation our Lord is offering to us on this, the second Sunday of Advent, is an invitation to repentance. Through the witness of John the Baptist, Jesus is speaking to each of our hearts. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When we meditate on Scripture, the spoken message of Jesus, John the Baptist, and others is important. This is true. But these words have even greater significance and meaning when we understand and contemplate the context in which these words were spoken. So let us put out into the deep with the Lord in our boat. Let us meditate together, not only on the words of John the Baptist, but on the context in which he speaks. Pray with me, as together we prepare our hearts for the coming of the kingdom, for the coming of Jesus. The place that John the Baptist proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand," is significant. John, St. Matthew tells us, is preaching in the desert of Judea. People from Jerusalem, all Judea, and from the whole region of the Jordan River were going out to the desert to hear John's preaching and to be baptized by him. Likely, crowds of people from Jerusalem would have to travel 20 miles on foot through hot, rugged, desert terrain in order to reach where John was preaching. We can come to a deeper meaning of the Bible story when we come to a new understanding of the significance of these three geographical motifs. The motifs, the images, the geographical locations of the desert, the Jordan River, and Jerusalem. Let us look at each of these geographical images one at a time. First, the desert. The desert was a powerful symbol for the people of Judea. The desert is a reminder of the great Exodus story, the place that Moses led the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. The desert is the place where God established a covenant with his people. The desert is also the place where the people sinned against God. Consequently, the desert is the place that the people of God spent 40 years awaiting the promise of the land. But the desert also intensely symbolizes God's loving call to repentance. You see, the Old Testament describes God's love for Israel as a husband's love for his bride. When the people sin, they are described as unfaithful and adulterous. Yet there is hope. The prophet Hosea describes God's desire to heal the broken relationship caused by sin as a husband wooing an unfaithful wife. This courtship between God and his people will take place in the desert. God says through the prophet Hosea, "So I will allure her. I will lead her into the desert and speak to her heart. I will make a covenant for them on that day." He's speaking about Israel. He's speaking about us, his beloved people. The desert, therefore, symbolizes a place of encounter, a turning away from sin and a turning towards God. And notice, God is the one attracting us into the desert, alluring us to repentance. The lesson of the desert is that God is tugging on our hearts with his love and goodness. With sorrow for our past life of sin, let us turn away from the flat attraction of sinful pleasures. Let us turn toward the God who draws each of our hearts into a deeper relationship with him. From the desert, our search must move on to the next geographical motif, the image of the Jordan River. The Jordan River is another powerful symbol of hope and new life. It is at the Jordan River that the Israelites crossed into the Promised Land after 40 years in the desert. It is in the Jordan River that Naaman, the Syrian leper, is cleansed of his leprosy. It is after crossing the Jordan River that Elisha, the prophet, is taken up into heaven in a fiery chariot. It is at the Jordan River that John the Baptist is performing his baptism of repentance. Crossing the Jordan represents a change in life. Yes, the baptism in the Jordan prefigures the baptism of the new covenant in Christ Jesus, but it also symbolizes conversion, repentance, and a fundamental shift in a person's way of life. After encountering God in the desert, we live with a new perspective on life. We have new life within us. We have hope in receiving the promises of Christ. The flowing water of the Jordan washes away the filth from the body, symbolizing a cleansing from sin through death to self. As the waters of the Jordan move onward, though, we must also move on to our final image, the city of Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the city of God, and it has layers of symbolism. It is the place of worship. It is the symbol of the fulfillment of God's promises. Jerusalem prefigures heaven, the heavenly Jerusalem. The word Jerusalem is often translated by scholars as foundation of peace. Each of us, every single one of us desires authentic peace, a deep and lasting peace in our restless hearts. This peace comes from Jesus. It comes from the kingdom of heaven. It comes from living in union with Jesus. My dear family in Christ, as we journey through the Advent season, as we prepare for the coming of Jesus, let us heed the words of John the Baptist in the desert. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, let us go to the sacrament of repentance, the healing sacrament of holy penance, also known as confession. Let us, following the journey of the desert, the Jordan River, and the city of Jerusalem, the desert, a turning away from sin and a turning toward God. Let us have contrition for our sins, sorrow for our wrongdoings, and seek God's mercy in the desert of the confessional. Let our journey not end in the desert, however, but proceed to a change in the way we live. Let us cross the Jordan and make a decided effort to change some aspect of our lives. It is one thing to confess our sins. It is another to make a resolution to improve our lives for Jesus. Finally, let us approach Jerusalem, the foundation of peace, that is, Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Let us invite Jesus in the Holy Eucharist to enter our hearts and be an abiding presence of his peace. Jesus, King of my heart, may your kingdom come. Amen.